praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee served the Lord faithfully for more than 70 years, culminating with his exhaustive commentary on the entire scriptures called Life Study of the Bible. We're happy to bring you recorded excerpts from his ministry. At the end of the program, we'll give you the website where you can find out more about the remarkable ministry of these two men. But for now, we hope you enjoyed today's program.
In Galatians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul points us to the Christ who is revealed in us. In chapter 2, we have the Christ who lives in us. But in chapter 4, the focus is on the Christ who is being formed in us. Yes, Christ has been revealed in us. Even he's living in us. Yet the question remains, has he been formed in us? This is the deep burden of the Apostle Paul in Galatians, and it's our topic on today's Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program furnished by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Watchman Nee and Witness Lee labored together with the Lord Jesus as they worked in China in the first half of the century. Their lives and ministry became a genuine heritage and a real testimony to the body of Christ. We're very grateful to the Lord that we could bring this hidden treasure of the 20th century ministry to God's hungry seekers today. I'm Matt Miller with Gary Kaiser, and we're so happy that we could bring you some short recorded portions today of Witness Lee's spoken ministry from 1979 as he conducted the life study of the book of Galatians. Gary, thanks again for being with us.
It's very good to be with you again, Matt.
Gary, we pointed out in our opening today that these three aspects of Christ in the believers, first, his being revealed in us, then his living in us, and finally, his being formed in us. Probably many people treat these three as being one thing, Gary, but are they really the same?
Well, at the center of God's economy is the man Jesus. And we see that he is a delight to God. And God's purpose is that he would be worked into all the believers so that the Son, Christ, would become our life, our living, our expression, and that we would grow into him. These three aspects of Christ being revealed in us, Christ living in us, and Christ being formed in us are actually indications of the progress of the believers in the growth in life, gaining Christ until they mature into the divine sonship. Christ was revealed in us when he was born into us and began to grow in us. We were saved. When we say we were saved, it is Christ revealed in us. We are the new creation. Then Christ lives in us. It's not a matter of Christ being a static force in us. He's a dynamic, moving force. He's living himself out through us. So Christ in you as the hope of glory is the living of Christ within us. Paul said, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
Then finally, Paul's burden, which is very much in this message, is that Christ would be formed in us. That indicates the maturing of Christ within us. We are growing into him until we reach full maturity.
Very good. Well, Gary, chapter 3, Witness Lee mentioned, was one, if not the most difficult and deep chapters in the entire New Testament. Now we come to chapter 4, and we're going to see a real change in the apostle's tone as he transitions from chapter 3 to chapter 4. It's also a very deep and very profound chapter in Scripture, but it has a difference in tone. And we're going to see that today, as we really talk about these verses, we've already alluded to. So let's join Witness Lee.
Chapter 4, verses 8 through 20. I'd like to point out to you what these verses convey to us. They show us a kind of a hard situation within the Apostle Paul. You read all these verses, you can see this apostle did have a heart. He had a heart toward these believers who were brought to the Lord through his preaching. He had a heart. Or you may say the burden was not to do a Christian work. The heart was absolutely to minister Christ to his hearers, or just to produce Christ in all his audience. Today, we may be a kind of Christian worker, working for the Lord and doing things to help us, to help people, but we may not have any heart, any burden to minister Christ to people. We may do a lot of work for Christ, but at the same time, we may absolutely be void of any burden to bring forth Christ into people and all of people. We may be burdened for a work, and we may be burdened for the raising up of a local church. And we may have a heart for the establishment, for the strengthening of a certain local church. Yet, we may have no burden for ministering Christ into people. You have to realize, to preach the gospel is one thing, to minister Christ into people is another thing. To go to the mission field is one thing. To bear a burden to bring Christ to people that Christ might be brought forth from the people is another thing. Paul's burden, his heart, was absolutely not for a work. His burden was altogether for Christ to be ministered into people. You read these verses, you could realize a heart is so burdened, and a heart is so intimate, so close to his hearers. Has any one among us ever written such a kind of a letter with such an intimate expression?
Gary, there's a very discernible intimacy that I would say between Paul and these Galatian believers in this chapter 4 of Galatians. He had a lot of history with them, and obviously he had some personal credit among them. So against that backdrop, he could have taken the opportunity to do a lot of things, but he seems very much intent on doing just this one thing, and that is to minister Christ to them, even into them. He was not doing just a common Christian work, was he, Gary?
Well, Paul's intimate concern for the Galatian believers was certainly something different from a common Christian work. It's very possible that we can preach the gospel without ministering Christ into our listeners. It's also possible we could study the scriptures without touching and ministering Christ. The Lord, you remember, said that the Jews were searching the scriptures because they thought that was the way of salvation, but they wouldn't come to him that they might have life. So the burden of ministering Christ into others is the burden that God has assigned to the apostle. It's really why he was ministering at all. He just had this burden to know this Christ and minister this Christ into others. Ministering Christ into others requires our full effort. We have to pray. We have to even prevail in prayer. Certainly, we have to be brought into a new relationship with the Lord ourselves before we can minister Him into others. And I'm reminded of the Lord's word in Matthew 24 concerning the faithful and prudent slave that was set over the master's household to give them food at the proper time. Because ministering Christ into others is feeding them. It's bringing a content into them that will become the very essence of their being. It's bringing God into man. So this burden also matches Christ's word in John 6, where we read that Christ is the real food, and those who eat Him will live because of Him. We realize that taking in food is a way of our physical living, and in the same way, we need to take Christ and have Him assimilated into our being until He becomes a very constituent of our living, and we live because of Him. To minister Christ into others, then, we ourselves must be filled with Christ. We have to pray ourselves into God, spend time to be with Him, and then with much burden coming from Him, dispense Him into others. This is Paul's labor with the Galatian believers.
Gary, I appreciate that this kind of ministry that you're talking about ministering Christ into the believers and even into the listeners, still exists today. And that's the ministry that we all really want to be in. Let's go back to Witness Lee for our next portion, and then we'll come back and fellowship more when he's done.
Verse 10 says, "You observe days, men, seasons, and years." I do believe all these are not the heathen festivals. All these are the Hebrew, Levitical festivals. Then Paul says, "I fear for you. I am quite concerned for you, lest I have labored upon you in vain. I did labor upon you, ministering Christ into you, and you have received my preaching. Now why now you go back, not only to the law, but even to the ordinances of the law, to the keeping of days, months, seasons, and years?" And what is this? Paul indicated that this really puzzled him, and this caused him that he could not believe the believers under his preaching could be so much bewitched to such an extent that they would go back to this kind of a elementary thing, to keep the days, to keep the months, to keep the seasons, and to keep the years. These are too shallow, too shallow. Now, verse 12, Paul says, "Be calm as I am, I beseech you. I beg you to be calm as I am, because I also am as you, brothers." This means a kind of a begging in love. "I love you, and I try to be like you. Now you have to love me. Please become as I am. I am not for the seasons, years, months, days. Please become as I am. You shouldn't be for the days, months, seasons, and years. I am not for that. You shouldn't be for that. And I am for Christ. Become as I am." Galatians, you love me to such an extent. Why today you just give up what I pray to you? Then verse 16, "So have I become your enemy in speaking the truth to you?" By this word, you could see by that time, those deceived ones, maybe some among them, did consider Paul as an enemy. What you would do? Most of us would say, "Forget about it. Let them go. Let them go." But Paul was not like this. Paul was still burdened, So Paul wrote such a letter. I feel we have to learn of Paul. This was Paul's concept. You have to admire him. In chapter 3, he was the top attorney using all the legal terms. Now in chapter 4, he became no more an attorney. He became a lover. In chapter 3, his writing was a professional writing. But in chapter 4, his writing is a love writing. And in chapter 3, he wrote according to the law, legally. But now in chapter 4, he wrote according to personal, intimate love. Not legally, but personally. It is too personal. Here, his writing, it is too personal. Not touching any legal points. Not taking any legal base. He just appealed to their love. If we learn to minister Christ to people, we have to learn this. Don't just stay in chapter 3 legally with all the doctrinal points. We have to come to chapter 4 in a personal, loving way, appealing to the deceived ones through their loving order. It's quite meaningful.
Gary, this is quite meaningful. And I just want to ask you, what can we learn from the pattern that we see in the Apostle Paul and how he dealt in a loving and personal way with these ones whom he cared so much who had been deceived?
Well, Witness Lee here used the term, he's writing like a lover. I think that is a key word. And when we look at the Apostle Paul and his ministry, we see that this matter of love was center. For instance, he said in Philippians chapter 1 that he longed for the believers in the inward parts of Christ. There was something had been transmitted into him. He learned of Christ to love others. So this matter of the love of God operating within the heart and the very being of the apostle became such an appeal. He was not appealing to them legally, as in chapter 3. He was not arguing points with them. Rather, he was addressing them in an intimate, personal way, full of appreciation, full of love, so that at one point he even said, "My little children." Just his being was there. And then he said, "I travail in birth again," indicating that he was full of feeling, even like a mother giving birth to a child. He cared for those he was ministering to. He wasn't trying to make points with them. He was trying to gain their very being. And in the process of this, he also presented himself as a pattern. He showed himself before them in such a way, "Be as I am. I'm not concerned with all of these keeping of laws. Have an intimate fellowship with a living God."
Amen.
Those words aren't used here, but this is the appeal of the apostle. So I think we learn from him that our care for others needs to be with a deep caring of God himself, worked into us, reaching out to them, and intimately drawing them to run after the Lord.
Wonderful. Well, Gary, we have the question that we began the program with today about Christ being formed in us as the focus of our final portion. Let's go back to Witness Lee for our conclusion of today's life study.
Then verse 19 comes. "My children, have you noticed?" He changed his tone. Always he called them brothers. Brothers, brothers, brothers. Now here he says, "My children," with love. And this is an appealing to their affection. "My children, of whom I am again in travail." He was a father, but here he considered himself a mother. I am again trivial until Christ is formed in you. Here is the clear word that tells us what was Paul's burden. Paul's burden was not to carry out a piece of Christian work. Paul's burden was to have Christ formed in people. Galatians, no doubt, due to my first preaching to you, Christ has entered into you. At that time, you have received Christ. But due to the deceiving, Christ has not gone in you. Christ has not been formed in you. So now I labor again. Not in an easy way, but in a way just as a pregnant lady delivering, you see, or giving a delivery. I am traveling there until Christ be formed in you. In other words, what I'm writing here to you is a burden with a heart to minister Christ more and more into you. You have Christ, but Christ is not formed in you. Christ is not established. Christ is not built up in you. By this word, you can see in this one book, chapter 1 tells us Christ is revealed in us. Chapter 2, Christ lives in us. Now, in chapter 4, Christ is formed in us. Christ has to be revealed in us. He has to live in us, and he has to be formed in us. Now, by these short words, we all have to be impressed today in the church or in the ministry. Whatever you do, the goal must be the ministry of Christ into people. Even just to say we preach the gospel is not adequate. Some did preach the gospel, yet no Christ ministered to people. But our burden must be all the time ministering Christ to people. This is our goal. I say again, to do this, we need a lot of prayer. We need a lot of toiling. We need a lot of suffering. We need a lot of patience. And we need a lot of love. And we need to appeal to our audience, to their love, to remind them how they loved the ministry of Christ. You compare these two chapters. In chapter 3, he is professional. He is legal. Based upon all the legal terms, he wrote that chapter. But when he came to chapter 4, he's no more an attorney. He is so personal. He is so affectionate. He appealed to people. For what? For the purpose to minister more Christ to people.
Gary, this chapter 4 of Galatians shows us that it was Paul who would personally preached the gospel to many of these believers in Galatia, and he led them to the Lord. And so Christ had already entered them, but here, according to verse 19, he says, "My children, with whom I travail again in birth, until Christ is formed in you." Paul's consumed with this matter. You can touch his heart here, this matter of Christ being formed in these Galatian believers. How does this differ from Christ just getting into us initially when we receive the gospel?
Well, Matt, that's really the essence of this message and the fellowship we've had today. I deeply hope that our listeners pick up on this burden. When we receive Christ into us, it's quite wonderful. We have a new beginning. Praise the Lord. We're born of God. We become a new creation in Christ. But we are really just babes, just beginning. We have to grow in Him. We have to have a whole different kind of living experience. And that experience has to develop until it's a maturity within us. So this message shows us that our growth in Him is actually His growth in us. We have to daily take Him in. He's formed then in us and mingled with us. That comes out of this kind of ministry that dispenses Christ into us. I give you a personal testimony. I received Christ into me in 1953. I was 19 at the time. And I have to testify that that was just the beginning. Day after day, year after year, there's the need of this Christ becoming so real and living and actualized within my being until He is experientially formed into me. I and He become one in life and in living. That comes about because of a ministry like this that continues to dispense into the believers. And we who receive it need to be also those who will dispense it, who will minister this Christ into others. This is the call of this message. I deeply appreciate what the Lord has given us here.
Gary, I also very much appreciate this portion of the Word, and I also very much appreciate the ministry that we have that's unfolding it for us. These aren't just careless or light words. It really is an honor and a treasure in our hearts to be able to bring this ministry every day to you as you're listening.
Amen.
And I'm glad you could be here with us, Gary, to help deliver this word.
Thank you.
Our toll-free number is 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. We always welcome your cards, your letters, and you can write to us at Living Stream Ministry, P.O. Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814. And it's an enjoyment to us when we receive your emails, which we get from time to time. So I'd like to point out that our email address is simply radio@lsm.org. And if you have a comment for Gary along the way, we'll be sure to pass that along to him. So again, it's Living Stream Ministry, P.O. Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814. Once again, our toll-free number is 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. Please be with us as we continue through this wonderful book of Galatians. On behalf of Gary Kaiser, this is Matt Miller. Thanks for listening today.
Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, produced by Living Stream Ministry. To contact us, please call toll-free 888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. Thanks for listening.